2 months ago, North Korea stunned the world by admitting that it had been secretly pursuing a nuclear weapons program. Today, officials in Pyongyang delivered another jaw-dropper, announcing plans to reopen a Soviet-designed nuclear power plant. The reactor was frozen in 1994 as part of an agreement with Washington, under which the U.S. would supply alternative means of energy. Now, North Korea says it needs the reactor to provide much-needed power to a desperately poor country. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Chinese capital, Beijing.
In a statement carried by the official Korean Central News Agency, the North Korean Foreign Ministry said that the prevailing situation compelled the North Korean government to lift its nuclear freeze. It did so, said the statement, because the United States has suspended its shipments of oil as of this month. Washington said that was in response to Pyongyang's own admission of developing nuclear weapons. David Zweig of the University of Science and Technology in Hong Kong says there are two possible explanations for today's announcement.
One could be the realistic issue that they just are going to be short of energy. The other way to look at it would be that this is another example of North Korean negotiations, and they're saying, all right, you stopped shipping us the oil. How do we get you to ship us the oil? The way we do it is to threaten to restart our nuclear program. This is a classic case of what the U.S. would see as nuclear blackmail.
Nuclear blackmail is not something that will go down well in Washington, but the Bush administration is in a difficult position. In addition to Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program, just this week a shipment of North Korean Scud missiles on their way to Yemen was stopped in the Arabian Sea. But despite the serious tensions, many observers say war with Pyongyang is unlikely. This is partly because of the danger that North Korea could and would attack the South Korean capital, Seoul. But more importantly, says David Zweig, it's because of the Bush administration's current obsession with Iraq.
It's an amazing time for North Korea in many ways to announce that it's going to restart a nuclear program that it froze, because yesterday they just got caught with their pants down selling Scud missiles to the Yemenis. But they may get away with it, and they may get away with it because of Iraq, because the United States is so distracted by Iraq right now.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today that the statement by North Korea was regrettable, but that Washington wants a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Other governments in Asia also expressed their concern. In South Korea, which holds its presidential elections next week, the government convened a special meeting of the National Security Council. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage was in Beijing today talking about North Korea and Iraq with Chinese leaders. Speaking before Pyongyang's announcement, Armitage said he hoped that the Chinese would lean on their communist neighbors.
China shares the same concern that the United States has, that Seoul, Korea has, that our Russian friends have, that the Japanese have, and that is that we have to find a way to denuclearize the peninsula of Korea, and I'm sure the Chinese will be urging different behavior on North Koreans.
The Chinese, the Russians, and the Japanese are all in contact with the North Koreans. But there seems to be increasing frustration among the regional powers that Washington is not, and that the American government can't get beyond the rhetoric in order to sit down at the table and talk. As one observer put it, it's a battle of wills between two hardline ideological governments. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.